Online podcast, March 10th, 2005. Hello, hello, welcome to online podcast. It is March 10th, 2005. In the evening, I'm recording the show in the evening. I just finished supper and I thought I'll come here and do a podcast and report a few things that's been going on with my life. Share a little bit of good news with you. Tiny small baby good news. But one of the many things that we'll be doing today is to perhaps trying to call one of my best friends, David, in Malaysia. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Quang Han. I was going to call him this morning. I was too busy with the work and couldn't get him. And of course, his birthday is on the 10th, and the time difference is 12 hours. No, it's 14 hours, actually. It's 14 hours. So by the time I realized that it's his birthday, it's already almost over. So, I'm going to try to make a phone call to him later, in the show. So that, but if I don't manage to get him, happy birthday, Quang Han. Quang Han is his Chinese name. And, moving along, I just want to, the little good news that I have for you is that, do you know the voicemail, comment line that I've set up? That's 206-888 John. That, you know, that cool vanity number that I got is, and it's been up for about a month and a half, maybe. And I've never had a caller calling me because most of the listeners listening to this show is either in Malaysia or in Singapore or even in Australia. But if they were to have to call the United States number, they would have to pay long distance. So, you know, that's really silly that I would expect them to call. But since I can, you know, manage to find that number, I just went ahead and put it on the website and I keep mentioning it, hoping that someday somebody will call me. And guess what? Last week, let me see, when was that? It was March 6th. So it was 4 days ago. I received this voicemail. So I'm going to play for you for the message that I received from this guy named Chris from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I'm going to play his message for you. And I thought that it's really nice of him to leave me this message. Thank you very much. And I hope that you will come back and check out more of my show. So take a listen to his message here.
Hello, John. My name is Chris. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I was having trouble sleeping tonight, so for some random reason, I Googled Malaysia podcast because I miss Malaysia, and I actually traveled there about the same time you did from listening to your podcast. I went there, I arrived there on Christmas Day. Anyhow, I miss it, so I was wondering if there were some voices on the internet that would let me hear something from Malaysia, and your page came up at the top of the Google results, so I listened to it, and I like it. I like your webpage, and hopefully I'll get a chance to listen to it more in the future. And I'm still not sleepy, so that's why I called tonight. But good luck. Good job, and I hope to hear you more. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chris. That was his message that he left me on my comment voicemail 206-888-JOHN. And I thought that's very nice of him to do that, and I just got all excited because I haven't had a message in that voicemail. And in order to keep that voicemail activated, or in order to keep that account active, I have to you know, keep it going. I think it's like 60 days or maybe 45 days or something like that if there's no activity, there's nobody leaving voicemail, they're going to take that number away from me. And since I found that cool number, I'm going to try to keep it. So last month, I've been calling myself just to leave a message for myself. And that's kind of pathetic. So this month, I don't have to do that this month because Chris called. Thank you, Chris. And hope you will continue listening to the show either through any podcast client or just on your website. I mean, just off of my website. Thanks again. And besides that, I would also like to say I've been having a few connections with other very popular podcasts out there. And one of them is Feast of Fools. And of course, that is throughout. I think I told you about Madge Weinstein last podcast, and Madge Weinstein is really funny, and her radio show is called Yeast Radio. And through Madge Weinstein, I actually found Fausto Fernos is his name, and we have exchanged a couple of emails, and his show is really fun, very informative and fun. So if you want to, I'm going to put a show link, I'm going to push a link to his website also on my shows, on my show notes. And also to Mark, also Mark Felian, I think, Fausto's partner, Fausto's boyfriend. So really nice to be able to have a little contact with other podcasters, and especially those very popular shows. And also, and talking about other podcasters, there is this podcast that I listen to called The Misadventure of Misadventure of Taiwan something by Jen. Let me get this. Misadventures in Taiwan. Okay, there's this. I might be able to play a little bit for you, just to have a little taste of what her show's like. And I do enjoy listening to her show. I listen to shows that has wonderful, high-tech, very highly produced shows, all the way to just as long as you can find a recorder and record and just record it. And Misadventures in Taiwan is one of the podcasts that does not necessarily have the greatest quality. But I think that's going to change. Does not necessarily have the highest quality, but I just enjoy listening to her. It's just very fun to listen to another Asian, especially in Taiwan, and just reporting back to all her listeners about what's going on with her life. So I'm going to see if I can just play a snippet of what her show is like for you, and I'm going to also put a link on my show notes too.
Hi, it's 5:23 p.m. March 10, 2005. Yesterday I went to Tainan City to pick up my...
It was a little hot there, sorry about that. And I'm going to continue playing.
I'm in a disc player which I, brought there for repairs 2 weeks ago. It died on me around 2 years ago.
So she has a... she uses a mini disc also. I've owned a mini discs for, oh gosh, probably about 7 years, 6 years at least. And about 6 years. And I still enjoy using it every once in a while, but I just haven't had an opportunity to use it yet. And with all this soundscaping or sound seeing tour that a lot of podcasters out there are doing, I thought it might be a good thing for me to use to do a little sound seeing tour whenever opportunity comes up. And I think with Jem's maybe using her mini discs, that would probably improve with the quality of the sound. I mean, it's usually a little bit too hot, a little bit too loud, but I enjoy her stories and I enjoy her adventures. So she's gonna, I'm actually trying to get her on Skype to do a little conversation, a little interview with her, because, you know, I am a listener of hers, and I thought it would be very interesting to do so. And by the way, I would love to hear more about mini disc. In fact, she asked that on her show, whether or not people want to listen to mini discs, things about mini discs. And I think MDs are not very popular. I don't know if it's ever going to be. I hate to say so. If a few years ago, I was a big MD users, but it's just, you know, the iPods and all those iRiver and all those gadgets out there are so easy to use, and they are recording straight onto a hard drive, and it might, you know, it just makes the whole process of converting that file that you've already recorded over to your computer a little bit easier, and using minidisc might not completely be that way. The new ones actually allow you to do data recording your file onto a certain format that you can actually copy over to your computer as if it's as a file. I'm not sure exactly how that works. I heard that it's many times faster than doing a real-time capture, and I just haven't tried that yet. And I don't believe Jam has that model that... Oh, maybe she does. 2 years ago, she might actually have one that's like that. And of course, I'm on a Mac platform, so that's not very friendly as far as Sony's MD format is concerned. They don't have Apple support, which is fine, you know. I might probably use that for my SoundSync tour, or Soundscape, whatever you want to call it, in the future when there's an opportunity for me to do so, because I do have a stereo microphone that would hook up to my MD, and it does capture the surrounding, the ambient, very, very nicely, and it gives you a really good definition of which source, sound source, you know, where is it coming from, and I really enjoy that quality for SoundSync Tour. So besides that, I also like to say hi to Lisa from work. You probably know who I'm talking. If you know who you are, you probably know who you are, Lisa. And it was very nice to see you the other day again yesterday at work. And I haven't seen you for a while. And I hope you'll be listening to this show fairly soon, I hope. And let's see. I'm going to say... Okay, 12 minutes, 13 minutes into the show. I'm going to try to call my friend here because it is getting close to 10 p.m. here, which means it's about noontime. And if it's noontime, it's lunchtime. So perhaps I can actually call. So excuse my... Okay, let me see. I have to listen to the phone card.
You have $15.18 Sorry. 18 cents remaining. Please enter the telephone number you wish to dial now.
Okay.
That is an invalid telephone number. Please enter the telephone number you wish to dial now. If you would like to...
Okay. Let's see if you'll
go
through.
3 hours, 32 minutes.
Okay, good. I've thought through doing this phone hookup on my mixer for so long, and finally, when I got it, I've never really had any phone recording at all. Oh gosh. Hello, Quang Han, happy birthday.
Hey, John. Hey, thanks.
You do gang yeah. What's that? You email me, you send the email address, I'm just send the email address.
You like me, huh?
John at John. Oh, gee. Huh?
Huh?
Have me.
John at?
Don't you?
Please send address. Huh? Why you look at email, hello?
Huh?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, that was he was starting to ask my email address, and usually don't give out that my personal email address out, but I think I did. But anyway, but if you want to email me to this show, you can always send it to online@gmail.com. That's ONGLINE@gmail.com. And that was David over there, and I didn't even tell him that I recorded his. I'm going to email him and tell him that I know I'm not going to get into trouble, so that's all right. And, okay, I don't really have a lot of material today. Oh, by the way, talking a little bit about my dinner, I was thinking about making curry chicken salad. There's this restaurant in town called Union Station that we, Bruce and I, like to go to. It's a train station, and Bruce is a big train fan. So it's a Union Station. It's our big train station for people who are not from the United States. It's used to be, I think, the second biggest train stations in the United States. But I'm not sure exactly, something like that. And, but it's been shut down. It's not been used for a long time. And then finally the city kind of, renovated the place up and fixed it all up. And now it's, running again. It's still a train station. Just a small section is a train station, but, most of the other areas are rented out for functions, different functions like, company parties or weddings and rehearsal dinners, stuff like that. And one of the restaurants that's inside the Union Station is called the Union Cafe, which I really like. There are a few things that we like on the menu, and one of them is the curry chicken salad. And I always thought, you know, I make curry and I cook, and I might be able to come up with something. So I've been thinking about making the curry chicken salad for a while now. Oh, excuse me, that's curry chicken salad saying hello there. And so I made curry chicken salad today. I tried it the other day with just coconut milk and curry powder, just dry curry powder out of the packet, sprinkled onto the boiled chicken that's cubed. And just sprinkle them on the curry powder, and then the coconut milk and mayonnaise, and of course celery, and I think we used dried cranberries, and just mix them all up. It was tasty, but not quite the way I want it to be. And I'm not really trying to follow exactly how Union Station is doing it. It's just inspired me to create my own curry chicken salad. So I tried it today. I had used a little bit of oil and sprinkle the curry powder into the pan, and just kind of fry it to just cook it a little bit to release its oil, the curry oil, so that it's a little bit more aromatic. Sauté, we call it, or tumis. In Malay, we call it tumis. And so I was tumis the rempah, and I add in coconut milk. And cooked it down, and while the coconut milk was in the pan, I put the chicken in, raw chicken in, it was boneless, skinless chicken thighs, and put them in the pan and cook it for a while, and then I removed the chicken, cut them up, cubed them up, and then I reduced the sauce, and then just pour all the ingredients into, when it's like not hot, when it's slightly down to room temperature. I was supposed to have it go down to room temperature before mixing it, but I couldn't wait because I was hungry. So I mixed them all up, and it tasted pretty good. It's a little bit too oily, I think, but Bruce really liked it, so I'm going to try to perfect that recipe a little bit more. So that was my dinner. And what else? Oh, and also I've been, one of my other coworkers, also named John, yesterday after work we walk out to the parking lot, and I saw his new car. He has a Toyota Prius. I think that's how you pronounce it, Prius. It's Toyota Prius, spelled Prius. it's a hybrid. And he showed me that he has 50 mile to a gallon. That's really, really good. Because I've been getting what I got, like less than 18 or something, or 20, if I'm driving in town. And it, you know, the highway would probably give me about 28 sometimes, 28 miles per gallon. In fact, today when I went to the gas station today and fill up my car, I only got like 11 miles to a gallon. So that sucks. And gas is so expensive these days. It's what, like March right now? March, it didn't used to be that expensive. I think probably about my last tank of fuel was probably $1.74 or something like that. And boom, all of a sudden it's $1.94. And I go to the cheapest gas station in our area that I can find. So I know that gas station is not going to be expensive. So I'm not surprised if other gas stations, especially in Kansas side, that the price is over $2. That's just crazy. And for that, that just got me started thinking about maybe my next car is going to be a hybrid. And so John showed me his Prius and I was like, wow, this is really, really nice. It's got all this cool gadget. It even has the option of putting in a navigation tool. It has this big screen. I just love it. And so I, and of course, John told me that he waited for that specific Prius for maybe 6 months, 6 to 8 months. And I did my own research. I went online and look for various sources, Toyota, of course, and find out a little bit more about Prius. And then I call up my local dealership to find out how long a wait if I want to get one. It is 6 to 8 months. And it's crazy, but he thinks that it's the person that I spoke to on the phone seems to think that it's going to be less than that because they are doubling the production right now, trying to crank out more Prius. I don't know if I want to get it yet. It's just, you know, it just started off a day or two ago that I'm thinking about it. I want to do my thorough research. I want to see if I can actually afford it. Currently, my car payment, I haven't been having car payments for a couple of years now, and I really enjoy that. And if I were to purchase a new car, especially that Prius, and especially the model I want, I want to add all the accessories that's on there. So that might be a little bit costly. It's going to be about $10,000 more than what I, well, not really, about $8,000 to $10,000 more than, or maybe $5,000 to $8,000 more than what I paid for my Honda Civic right now. And they also have, Civic also has a hybrid, but it doesn't seem to have as much as good mileage as the Prius seems to be giving. And I've been reading online and also through my friend, so I'm actually go to a dealership maybe next week just to check it out and see if I like everything I saw briefly in the parking lot of my friend's Prius. So that's very interesting. And I don't know. I'll keep you posted if I'm going to get it. If I have the money, I'm going to get it. I think I have to pay $500 down payment to order one. Or not really to order one. To put your name on the list, and whenever they have whatever configurations that they get into the store, and they will call you or the dealership, and they will call you and say, hey, this is the one, your name is next. Oh my gosh, my chicken salad, it's talking really loudly. Oh, excuse me. And so so that was it. So I'll find out more about the Prius, and then if I decided to go to a dealership to check it out, I'll report that to you again. And besides that, let me see. I wrote down a bunch of stuff on my little Microsoft Word document here with all my show notes, and And sometimes I, when I have another person to talk to, like an interview of some sort, time really goes by really quickly. And when I'm really just yakking by myself down here, it's, you know, not even 30 minutes yet, but I'm almost done. But it doesn't matter, because if I don't have anything to say, I don't have anything to say. And I'm really hoping that my cousin, Karen Quilon, would listen to this too. I've been telling her about it, and she's probably still very busy. And for people who are not listening to the show using a an iPodder application or iPodder client, it's really, you know, you do have to make a time where you can sit down on the computer and play it. I know my mom does that. My mom does that. She would play it every once in a while. She would just play it loudly on the speaker, and then go by her own business, and then just, you know, enjoy the show like a radio show. And but for those of you who actually know how to do this, I think Yao Ming might be able to do that, because I know that Yao Ming is one of my friends, actually my brother's classmate, way back in high school, and I know he has a an iBook, and I also know that he has an iPod too. So, not iPod 2, number 2, but he also has an iPod as well. And if you need help, Yao Ming, and by the way, I think you're probably out of Singapore too. You're on a business trip or something. I was online, was chatting with Yun Kai last night on Skype. He called me, initiating a conference call with my brother and a few, I think it was Yao Ming was also on there, but I was away from my computer, and by the time I got to the computer, it was too late. But anyway, I hope that we get to do that again. And Yao Ming, if you're listening, this is what you can do. Go to ipodder.org, ipodder.org. And this might be too much for you, because I remember you were trying to set up iChat, and you were having so much problem setting up iChat. So I don't know if this is going to be too much for you. But if you can, go to ipodder.org and look for the ipodder client. What it is if you're new to podcasting, there's a feed that you can find on my website that's called the RSS feed, and it has this file called .xml, and if you put that .xml file format onto your iPodder, copy paste it or whatever that link, and you will be able to use the iPodder client, which whatever it is, to download your show. And actually, I take it back. Anybody who has a computer and who knows how to use the iPodder application, the client, iPodder client, can use, regardless of whether you're on a PC or a Mac, it doesn't matter. And you don't even need to have iPod. I know a lot of people, because of the name podcasting, a lot of people seem to, I mean, there's, of course, it's so easy to mistaken the name for, the technology only works with iPod, but it does not. It works with every MP3 player, actually. So all you have to do is, if you want to do it manually, is you download all the MP3 files and then put it on your MP3 player, and you can listen to it at your own time, which is what would make people listen to the show more regularly, because you don't really have to do anything. All you have to do is to download the shows, put it on your iPod or other MP3 devices, and just go about, you know, do your own things. Traveling, commuting is the best time to listen to your podcasts, I think. And so, Yao Ming, go back to Yao Ming. If you have that, just download the application. And then what's cool about it, an iPodder application, is that it would download that file. You can download it manually going to the website, of course, but you can also if you use an iPodder client, it will download that file automatically for you whenever there's a new file up there. I usually do my show once a week, so once a week your iPodder, or even if I do it two shows. One of these weeks, I just put an additional show to it. The good thing about the iPortal client is whenever it senses that there's a new file being uploaded to the server, on my server, on that XML feed that I talked about, it will download that file. It will download that file, and then it will automatically put that file or the files that it's been downloaded onto your iTunes. This is, I'm talking about Yao Ming's situation. I'm not sure how it works with the PC. I'm sure you can read about it. I'm not very knowledgeable about PC. And so it will download and automatically move that file over to iTunes. And so the next time you hook up your iPod to sync with your iTunes, you get the new file and you'll be able to listen to it. So check that out. And if you have any question, if you want to do that and you don't know what I was talking about, definitely email me and I'll be able to guide you through. Yao Ming or anybody included. Oh, I want to say hi to also my cousin, Aling Titi and Peter in Hong Kong. And, okay. I think that's about it. And, if you have any question regarding how to download the show or, how to use the iPod or client, just email me at online@gmail.com, or if you're here in the United States, you can call and leave a message on my comment line at 206-888-JOHN. And I don't think I have anything else, and if hopefully I'll be able to find an opportunity to actually do a podcast interview with Jem from Misadventures in Taiwan, because I really enjoy her show. That would do for this week. It's a little short. Actually, not quite. A lot of talking from me, so it might be a little bit boring. But thank you for tuning. Well, not tuning. Thank you for downloading the show. Thank you for listening. And I hope you come back for more shows. And until next time, take care, and email me or send comment or go to my blog to get all this other information. Bye-bye.